Radio 1 DJ Scott Mills, Millsy. Millsy will be supporting the charity. You've done a lot of work, but I know you don't like to talk about it, Scott.
Absolutely not, no.
But do talk about it to us this morning. The money raised through Sport Relief, it's Sport Relief and Comic Relief are sort of in tandem, aren't they? And they spend the money to change lives here in the UK.
That's right. I mean, it's the world's poorest countries and also the UK. Everybody just gets involved in comic and sport relief every year. I understand, though, that Catherine has maybe a bit more of a challenge, right?
It's more than a mile, yes. It's 127 miles.
Oh. So
she's going the extra 126 miles. I mean, you've been out and seen how the money's spent in various places. I mean, what sort of projects have you looked at?
Well, around this time last year, I went to do the desert trek, which meant trekking through a very hot desert for 100 kilometres. With the likes of Ollie Mears and Lorraine Kelly. It was 5 days in Kenya, so I witnessed some essential sight-saving operations at this clinic that we visited in the Kaizit Desert in northern Kenya. And that was just, you know, pence of your money, which could lead to a life-saving operation or people that just could get their sight back for literally less than a pound. £12, which isn't very much, could provide a boy or girl in Kenya with access to clean water for their entire childhood. And that's something I saw a lot in Kenya, just dirty water all around with deadly diseases in. £12 would enable them to be able to drink and wash and eat and use the toilet without catching those diseases.
And I mean, it doesn't all go overseas. There's money spent in the UK as well.
A lot, yeah.
Yeah, because people are always interested in that. Are you up to anything this year at all?
Well, I'm going to be running the Sport Relief Mile, and everyone can run the Sport Relief Mile. It doesn't matter what your level of fitness is. You can walk it if you want, but it's 1, 3 or 6 miles, and that is going to be on Sunday the 25th of March, and it's really easy to register. Go to sportrelief.com and all the details are on there.
Scott, I'm wondering if, a bit like me, before you did your desert trek particularly, somebody approached you and said, oh, do you fancy doing this? And you kind of went, oh, why not? You know, without really giving that much thought to the reality of what was involved.
It's one of those things that you just go, yeah, 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 yeah. And then the day arrives. They're like, oh, good.
Which is rather how I'm feeling today. It is going to be a real feat of endurance. It's 10 days that we're doing. What was it that kept you motivated?
Just the fact that everyone was kind of in it together. So many people do stuff for Sport Relief and Comic Relief every year. And there was a low point, I think it was day 3, when it had reached 50 degrees and everybody was just kind of really not feeling very well. But you just kind of, you get through it because you realise that we're raising a lot of money here, as you will as well. That's a lot though, isn't it? 10 days.
Yeah. I think the likelihood of it reaching 50 degrees anywhere along the route is fairly remote though.
Probably not going to happen. I don't think it's the heat you're going to have to worry about. It's just the water.
It's the snow and the water and the gusty winds.
Thanks. Too late to back out now, I guess.
And the well-wishers shouting abuse. Nothing else you have to worry about.
You've just got to keep it in your mind what you're doing it for, Catherine.